From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Minnesota Music Memories, a musical time machine featuring the sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota Music Memories, supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Welcome once again to Minnesota Music Memories. Glenn Broggett in this week once again hosting, yes, handling the hosting duties from Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Also online at www.radionorthland.org. Minnesota Music Memories brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Well, Bob Dylan's got a birthday coming up. Yes, we all have birthdays, but Mr. Dylan, well, it's always extra special when we can celebrate Bob's life. He will be 75 this year on May 24th. I decided to get in on this early enough, you know, cause sometimes I forget birthdays and all of that, and then I feel bad. Well, I'm going to get this a few days early for Bob. And what we're going to do this edition of the program is play some live music from Bob throughout the years here. We'll get stuff in from the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s from Mr. Dylan. But right now, we're going to play you some stuff he did off and on with the band. Of course, Bob, well known for his collaborations with the Boys, who were once Ronnie Hawkins' backing group. We're going to play two from the album they did with Dylan, a live album back in the 1970s before the flood. But first, we're going to play you a little something from the Bootleg Series Volume 4, Bob Dylan Live 1966 Royal Albert Hall Concert. It was a two-disc set in the Bootleg Series Volume 4 that came out in 1998. It wasn't exactly recorded at the Royal Albert Hall. It was actually recorded at the Manchester Free Trade Hall during Dylan's world tour in 1966, hence the quotation marks that are on the title to the misinformation attributed to the Royal Albert Hall. Now, extensively bootleg for decades, it was and is an important document in the development of popular music in the 1960s. This two-disc set covers two spots. Disc one is a mostly acoustic affair, Bob performing an entirely acoustic set of songs, while the second half, Bob plugs in with his band, an electric set of songs alongside his band, the Hawks. Half of the concert, as history tells, was received rather warmly by the UK crowd, but the second half, not exactly in love with Bob's electric outfit or the Hawks, which later became the band. Not exactly forthcoming, but you know what? A lot of people may think, you know, the band Levon Helm was there in attendance. No, he was not actually playing with the Hawks when they went over to the UK for Bob Dylan. Well, there's a fun little fact there. How about I stop talking and get into this Bob Dylan 1966 electrified Dylan here, with the Ballad of a Thin Man a little bit later on, but let's hit it up right now with Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues. It's Bob Dylan. Happy birthday, all live on this edition of Minnesota Music Memories.
Time too, and your favorite This is called Yes, I Suggest. This is called Yes, I See You've Got Your Brand New Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat.
Make a deal.
Live music from Bob Dylan all through this edition of Minnesota Music Memories in celebration of Mr. Dylan's 75th birthday, which is coming up on May the 24th. We're a couple of days ahead, but that's always a good thing. Yes, in this case, it is a very good thing. From their album they put out together, Bob Dylan and the Band. This was recorded back in February 1974. A couple of the tracks were recorded in Los Angeles, a couple in New York. It's a great double live recording. Came out in the summer of 74, called Before the Flood. We heard two from Before the Flood with Bob Dylan, helped out by the Band. We heard Like a Rolling Stone and Highway 61 Revisited. That album released on Asylum Records in the United States, and over in the UK it was on Island Records. And it was the 17th album by Dylan and the 7th album by the Band at that time. And, of course, documented their joint 1974 tour. It peaked at number 3 on the Billboard 200 charts, made it number 8 on the popular album charts in the UK, and has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. We did two from 66 from Dylan, from his newly electrified Dylan run in England, Ballad of a Thin Man, and Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues. Coming up for you, we're going to play a track from his Live at Budokan 1979 effort to take on the classic The Times They Are A-Changin'. We'll also hear from his real live 1984 cut. You can judge for yourself how Dylan sounded. I think as I've listened to it now as I get older, I think he sounded all right. We're going to do two now from two different albums that documented the Rolling Thunder review. Coming up, a track from the album Hard Rain, but first, we're going to talk about the Rolling Thunder Review. It was a touring grand barnstorming concept by Bob Dylan that Bob wanted. That it featured a caravan, a traveling, rotating caravan of musicians. At some points of the tour, included Bob, Joan Baez, Roger McGuinn, Ramblin' Jack Elliott. Backing musicians included T-Bone Burnett, Mick Ronson, David Bowie's longtime guitarist, bassist Rob Stoner, violinist Scarlett Rivera, and drummer Howie Wife, just to name a few. Dylan chose Rolling Thunder as the tour name because it was named after the Native American shaman Rolling Thunder. Others maintain the tour was named after Operation Rolling Thunder, which was the U.S. aerial bombardment campaign conducted during the Vietnam War. Oh, yes, but according to Dylan, there was a simple explanation for the name. I was just outside my house one day thinking about a name for the tour when all of a sudden I looked into the sky and I heard a boom, the boom, boom, boom rolling from west to east, so I figured that should be the name. And that was right around the time that Dylan put out his Desire record. And, yeah, lots of dates that were in the Rolling Thunder Review. They played a spring and summer date. They started up in, I do believe, April of 76 at the Lakeland Civic Center in Lakeland, Florida. Took them all across the United States, which included the benefit show for Jimmy Carter at the Houston Astrodome. They had two big nights to wrap up at Madison Square Garden in New York. Oh, it was good times all around. Let's hear some live Dylan from the Rolling Thunder review period of his career. This is Isis. Back when Isis was just a lovely old lady's name. Now, it's taken on some different meaning. Minnesota Music Memories, highlighting Mr. Bob Dylan. Live Bob for the birthday boy.
Could not go wrong. I came to a hard place of darkness and light. The dividing line ran from the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the ranch. Went into a laundry and washed my clothes down. A man in the corner approached me for a match. I knew right away he was not ordinary. He said, "Are you looking for something easy to catch?" I said, "I got no money, man." He said, "That ain't necessary." We set out that night for the cold and the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, "Where we going?" He said, "We'll be back by the fourth." I said, "That's the best I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds, and the world's biggest necklace. As we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold, I was thinking about ISIS, as you saw I was so reckless. She told me though that one day we would meet up again, and things would be different the next time we wed. I can only just hang on and be her friend. I still can't remember all the best things she said. It'll bring a good price. 'Twas then that I knew what he had on his mind. Well, the wind, it was howling, and the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the blaze, and we chopped through the dawn. When he died, I was hoping that it wasn't contagious. But I made up my mind that I had to get up. Inside, threw him down in the hole, and I put back the color. I said a quick prayer just to feel satisfied. Then I went back to find ISIS, just to tell her I love her. She was there in the middle where the creek used to rise, blinded by sleep and in need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time and I rode. No place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, that's only natural. She said, you're gonna stay. I said, if you want me to. Yeah! She knows me well, and I would send a message
blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. But then again, that's the only one I have met. And he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. A shot. But me, I expected it to happen when I seen him lose control. He built a fire on Main Street and shot it full of holes. But I could watch her waltz for free neath the Panamanian moon. I said, oh, come on now, you must know about my debutante. She said, your debutante knows what you need, but I know what you want. By the neon Batman climb, did I fall there so perfectly, and I seem so well timed. And here I sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice.
So very kind. We'll play you this song. I wrote this also about 15 years ago. It still means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to you too.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam.
admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon while the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. But the loser now might be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Young senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. Ah, he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and the red on your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. And fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. Present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing. We'll be right back.
jazz about the nun, she finally hits. They fall awake for Jack the Ripper, who sits at the head of a chamber of commerce. I'm all in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Cats in a hallway, looking high for the fuse. I'm in the kitchen with the dish I'm losing. Well, he's standing right in the penny arcade, screaming your moans, I've just been paid. Send on a doctor who pulled down a shade, saying don't let the boys in. Well, a medicine man coming and he shuffles inside. Walked in a swagger and he said to the bag, stop on his women, swallow your bag. The world died, it's not poison. I'm in a kitchen with the Flintstone blues. Oh, wow, the torturing thief looks at his hero, the commander in chief. Tell me, big hero, but please make it peace. There's a hole for me to get sick in. Well, the man of empty dances in my tasting of life. Just do all those that do but whimper and cry. Driving a barbell, he points at the sky. The sun not yellow, it's chicken. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues. Oh, well. Patrolman and knowledge. Well, I wish that I could write you a melody crystal plain. But if you do, let it far go insane. Is it right to you and cease the pain of your useless and pointless knowledge? I'm a little factory, she ain't got no shoes. Now in a hallway looking high for the juice. I'm in the kitchen with the dukes on me.
Minnesota Music Memories, paying tribute to Bob Dylan on his 75th birthday a couple of days early with a track there, a live cut from his 1984 Columbia Records release, Real Live, came out in late December of that year. And it was recorded during Bob's 1984 European tour. Most of the record actually was recorded on one day in particular, July 7th, 84 in Wembley Stadium. Although the song you just heard, Tombstone Blues, came from a set that was recorded on the 5th of July at St. James Park in Newcastle. Bob had a pretty smoking band at the time, touring with him. Mick Taylor, formerly the Rolling Stones, on lead guitar. Ian McClagan, formerly the Faces, Small Faces, was on keyboard. And there was a guest appearance by Carlos Santana on different legs of the tour. The performances on Real Live were recorded in support of his successful Infidels album. So yeah, it was released in time just to capitalize on the December shopping season. It sold in disappointing numbers, reaching a then career low 115 in the U.S. Yeah, 115 it debuted. We heard something from his Live from Budokan album, a reworking of The Times They Are Changing. We got Stuck Inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again from 76's Hard Rain. And also from that, the Rolling Thunder review period, we heard Isis from Mr. Dylan and his band of musical gypsies. Unfortunately for us, the time has come to a close on this edition of Minnesota Music Memories, this live look back at the career of Bob Dylan. We'll have more birthday celebration themed episodes for Mr. Zimmerman here in the upcoming weeks. I'd like to finish up the program right now with a track that was taken from his May 1995 MTV Unplugged record. It's a cover of a tune that was made famous by Mr. Jimi Hendrix and the Jimi Hendrix Experience. But, yeah, I don't think Bob's version is a slouch at all. It's Bob all along the watchtower. Thank you for listening to Minnesota Music Memories. Happy 75th birthday, Mr. Bob Dylan. And so long for now. From Pioneer 90.1 FM, KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, you've been listening to Minnesota Music Memories. Minnesota Music Memories was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 Studios located in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. If you would like to check out this episode and other episodes of Minnesota Music Memories, you can head to our website, radionorthland.org, and see for yourself. Minnesota Music Memories is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Minnesota Music Memories, this has been Glenn Broggett. So long for now. We'll see you next week on Minnesota Music Memories.